Can bacteria think? That is, can they make decisions? Well, if you think that bacteria can't think, we suggest you think again. On today's Creation Moment, we look at bacteria that can actually think. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
It sounds silly to ask whether bacteria can think. However, science has known for more than 100 years that the little guys can indeed think. Experiments in 1883 conducted by Willem Pfeffer showed that bacteria can swim toward good food like chicken soup and away from poisons such as mop disinfectant. Pfeffer also learned that bacteria can make decisions. He made sure that his bacteria knew the location of the chicken soup. Then he separated them from it with a mild mixture of disinfectant. He found that the little fellas would swim as fast as they could through the disinfectant to get to the soup. This is the same type of decision-making process you and I go through every day. We often tolerate the unpleasant to arrive at the pleasant. As a result of this research, scientists today talk about bacteria actually making decisions. These conclusions amaze most people. That's because we've been trained to think of intelligence in an evolutionary context. The higher and more evolved a creature is, the smarter we expect it to be. However, if we recognize, as the Bible says, that all life is the product of an intelligent creator, we should not be surprised to find that intelligence has nothing to do with evolution. Every creature has been given as much intelligence as it needs by a creator who truly cares for every living creature, even bacteria.
If you enjoyed listening to today's Creation Moment, you can download, print, and share hundreds of free church bulletin inserts that are based on these programs. Each one is illustrated and is great for homeschoolers. You'll find them and much more at creationmoments.com.